25th Perek of Kalim, 4th Mishnah. Roiva v'chatzi roiva. It's a kli that has, it's like a kiddush cup, that on one side of it, it has a measure of a roiva, and you turn it upside down, and the pedestal, the stand that we're standing on, has a base kibul of a half a roiva. Nitma roiva lo nitma chatzi roiva. If one of them became tameh with mashkim, that are only matam the kli to rabbanon, so only that side is tameh, and the other side is not tami. Lo nitma chatzi roiva. Nitma chatzi roiva. Lo nitma roiva. And the other way around. Also, if the second side became tami, the first side is not tami. Amr l'pnei Rabbi Akiva. Hoil b'chatzi roiva. Achareim l'roiva. Since one side is the back of the other side, lish nitma teicha. Lo nitma achareiv. That do we not say that the kli that the teichel was tummy, then it's achayrev is not tummy? Amalehem, he told him shel katz koydman he. I'll say it the other way around. Maybe the other side is the back of this side. And may the kli shenitma achayrev lo nitma teichel. A kli that the outside of it became tummy, inside of it doesn't come tummy. So since you have two kalim that are stuck onto each other by their backs, so you could look at each one as either being the front or the back, and the ma'aseh, therefore there's a machlekes over here whether one became tummy, the other one is also tummy or not.